I've been a fan of the TV show Mad Men, and I'm looking forward to watching season 5. What's so compelling about the show is witnessing a way of life that is so foreign from our lives today. A way of life that included a 3-martini lunch, followed by a Scotch on the Rocks afternoon meeting, cigarettes being smoked everywhere, including the doctor's exam room, by the doctor, nevertheless, and a diet of meat, potatoes, and canned vegetables. Today, even a 1-martini lunch is extremely rare. Smoking anywhere inside is pretty much verboten, and more people are watching their diets. In fact, many have food restrictions. In the 50s and 60s, you didn't have to worry as a host about food restrictions or people not drinking. This made me think about today's host and the challenges we face, meaning the diverse dietary needs of our guests. So let's talk about what a host should and shouldn't accommodate, and if the guest should expect to be accommodated. Even in today's enlightened, politically correct time, the host does not need to go out of his or her way to accommodate a guest. However, it is polite to ask your guests if they have any dietary restrictions when they reply to your invitation. If the restriction is not too difficult to accommodate, then it would be nice to do so. I always ask my guests if they have any food restrictions well before the party so that I have time to plan. My husband and I eat meat, but we have many vegetarian friends. So when we are hosting even just 1 vegetarian guest, we will make a vegetarian meal. No big deal. Now, what if you are the guest with the special diet? Do you say something or just hope there's something you can eat? Yes, do say something as long as it's several days before the party so the host can plan. If your restriction is easily accommodated, it shouldn't be a problem for the host. If your restriction is more challenging, either bring your own food or decline the invitation. It is not fair to expect a host to go out of his or her way to accommodate an unusual dietary restriction. If you have a food restriction and for some reason you don't or can't let the host know and the host hasn't asked, try to eat what you can. Never say at the table, "I can't eat this, I'm gluten intolerant," or whatever your restriction is. Just keep it to yourself and next time make sure to let the host know in advance. What about alcohol? Unlike in Mad Men, many people don't drink alcoholic beverages, so be sure to have non-alcoholic drinks on hand. It's surprising to me how many people don't do this. My husband and I often bring seltzer to a party so that we do have something to drink. When you are hosting a party, rather than asking your guests what they'd like to drink, say something like, "We have wine, beer, seltzer, and margaritas. What would you like?" If you're the guest and your host doesn't specify what they are serving and just says, "What would you like to drink?" ask, "What are you serving?" That way you don't ask for something the host doesn't have. Also, if a guest brings a bottle of wine or some chocolates or some other edible goodie, as a good guest should, you do not need to serve it. That is a gift to you for hosting the party and it's yours to enjoy later. The bottom line to all of this? As a host, don't go mad trying to accommodate everyone, but do make an effort to ask about and accommodate easy requests. Guests should let the host know about dietary restrictions in advance, but not expect special treatment if it's a very unusual restriction. Happy partying! This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.